Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Do we have faith for the negative or not faith for the positive? Do we have faith that there is a treasure in that trial? Can we have faith that God's going to do the process? How many of you know the process is not something that you see overnight? So many times we'll start going and we'll say, okay, I can do that. We start walking through the process. And then when we're not seeing something, we want to throw it all out the window. It doesn't matter what you see. It's speaking the word in faith. The just shall live by faith. So there's a challenge to us tonight that we don't have to see something taking place, but we know something's taking place. Why? Because His word says it is. Because as we obey, He's going to change us. He's going to change those around us. He's not going to change those around us by us trying to tell other people what they should do and how they should be, and we're not doing it. But He's going to change us, and He's going to change our situations as we surrender to God and intercede and pray and not be reactors, but respond. And when we respond, I mean respond to the Lord. Respond to the Lord. Respond to the Lord in prayer. Respond to the Lord in praise, like Paul and Silas did. And their whole situation was changed. Amen? He wants to do a miracle in your life. So now you know that there's a bigger purpose. There's a greater purpose. Now we can look at things differently. We don't have to give up hope and think that God's put us up on a shelf. We don't have to give up hope and think that things are over. But we can know that there's a destiny in our life every day. So no matter what we try to, no matter what things tell us that's negative, we're not that person anymore. But we're looking to God because He has a higher purpose. And we can walk in that higher purpose by yielding to Him, getting in His Word. That Word is what, that's symbolic of that hammer that beat that candlestick. Amen? The Word of God.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit's the oil. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's so good.
Hallelujah.
So let's realize that God's got a plan for our life.
Amen.
Every day, no matter what.
Every day.
We don't have to be the same anymore.
That's right.
And you know what? One day when you get up, one day through the middle of the day, one day when that situation plagues you again like it did, you know, a long time ago, one day you're going to be able to look that in the face and you're going to have victory.
Right.
Situations that might make you angry right now, if you thought about it or if someone brought it up to you, if you'll surrender to God and let Him make that candlestick in your life, it won't even make you angry anymore.
Right.
Because you'll be in total peace.
Right.
Remember, when the enemy tries to tempt you, you've got to take that step. We don't have the excuse that we're going through something no one else is going through.
That's right.
Because that's not it at all. But it's just up to us surrendering to God. Remember that each day. And He's going to bring you from glory to glory. He says so. And you're going to be changed more like Him. So I just want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't shut down. Don't think there's an obstacle in your life that He can't ever change. Because He can. He can change every one of them.
Yes, He can. Yes,
and that's what He wants to do. Every one of them. You know, I had so many inconsistencies in my life at one time that I couldn't even find my car keys to get to go to work because I couldn't even remember where I put them. And I thought there was literally no hope because I would just do crazy things. And I still do crazy things, but the Lord's helped me a lot and I can actually find my keys now. But you know, there was a time when I first got saved and I thought, Lord, there's just no way I can't even get my mind right. And little by little, as I yielded to Him, and it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. Y'all know it doesn't. Y'all know it doesn't. As you read the Word, He changes you. And before you know it, He's going to change you into more like Him. If you'll just keep on, if you'll just be determined and say, okay, here I am, Lord. Remember, He's the potter. We can't try to do it. We don't have the plan. We don't have the blueprint other than what He shares with us. He sees you in your finished state right now. So we can't get off the potter's wheel. We can't get out of the fire. But we stay. And He's going to take us from glory to glory. And we're going to be changed. And people are going to see that. Amen? Isn't He good? Well, let's stand tonight. And let's pray before we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so awesome, isn't he? He says he never gives up on us. Never. Never. He just keeps on loving us, and he loves us so much that he died for us. Says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, let's just dive into his love. Dive into who he is and surrender ourselves to him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to be a lampstand for you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.